called a flat land next to a river that's overflowing, very rich.
Some people call it swamp land, some people call it overflow land, bottom land.
That's all the same thing?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
What would you call land that's used for raising hay?
Meadow. Not too many people in this country call it a meadow. Folks, those Dutchmen, they call it a meadow when they were here, but we call it hay field.
What would you call sort of a swampy land next to salt water?
Marsh.
Okay. Does the marsh have to be salt water?
I would think not, because I've described some of the areas along Tensaw River as just an old marsh, you know. Mm-hmm. Never goes dry. Can't work it.
How's the marsh different from a swamp?
I would say a swamp would be a larger body.
With trees or without?
The swamp would have trees. The marsh would predominantly be, you know, maybe a little scrub brush along in, but no timber. Swamp, when you speak of the swamp, we were talking about this. Used to be a swamp between here and Oak Grove, and just nothing but tree. It's fast dissipating. They're clearing up. It's some areas, but it's very little.
You wanted to get the water off the swamp. You say you had to
dig a ditch.
And you'd
dredge a ditch.
And then you'd be doing what?
Draining the swamp.
Did you ever say drain?
No. I may have, but I don't think so.
Would you still call it a ditch if you dug it big enough to where a small boat could go through?
I'd call it a canal. Or
call
a
it
water. A canal or a waterway.
And if you had a heavy rain, maybe down a slope, the water is washed the dirt away.
Yeah.
Left a little cut in the land,
you call it a gully or a ravine.
What's the difference?
A gully, to me, is a smaller place. A ravine could be the result of several years of erosion, you know.
And a small rising land, you call that a...
No.